BBC News with Marion Marshall. President Trump has angered environmentalists and Native Americans by signing executive orders intended to revive two controversial oil pipeline projects in the United States. Mr. Trump said both Keystone XL and the Dakota Access Pipeline had his backing, subject to renegotiation. Israel has approved plans to build 2,500 new homes in the occupied West Bank. It's the second announcement of new construction in occupied territory since President Trump took office. A spokesman for the Palestinian president said the move would promote terrorism and extremism. The British government will introduce legislation within days to start the process of leaving the EU. Ministers are complying with a Supreme Court ruling that Parliament must have a say on triggering Brexit. An emergency services helicopter carrying an injured skier has crashed into a mountainside in central Italy, killing all six people on board. Two of the three crewmen killed had previously been digging out victims from a hotel engulfed by an avalanche on the other side of the mountain range last week. The Liberian president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, has admitted that her war on corruption has not succeeded. The Nobel Prize winner said dependency and dishonesty were prominent in Liberia because of years of deprivation and poor governance. The president of Egypt, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, has expressed alarm at the high divorce rate in the country and suggested introducing legislation to outlaw the practice of verbal divorce. Muslim men can divorce their wives by saying, "I divorce you." In 2015, Egypt had one case of divorce every 4 minutes. This year's Oscar nominations are the most racially diverse for a decade. 7 of the 20 candidates in the acting categories are from the ethnic minority backgrounds. The critically acclaimed musical La La Land has secured 14 nominations. BBC News.